Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, we're all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm a little frosted. You know, sometimes that happens. And I was telling Jason, I was asking about the studio and chair that he's in. And I was starting to explain to him just as the introduction was playing, so I didn't finish it. But here's the rest of the story. So back in the mid-80s, I worked for a bank, credit card bank, and they had a lot of money. And there was an army of agents on the telephone. And this bank was really interesting because the CEO had decided that there is no way, while he was the CEO, that we were going to use automated response systems for the bank. When you called our bank, you got a person, and you got individual attention, and it was absolutely the world's best, no question about it. Well, every 2 years or so, they bought the agents, of which there was an army, new chairs, swivel chairs. And they were manufactured by a company called Herman Miller. And so the company paid about $500 for each one of these chairs. And they would offer them to us as employees for $50, one-tenth of what they paid for them. So back then I bought two of them. I still have them. And they're great. The foam is great. Everything is great. It's got five legs, five casters. It's really comfortable. But there's one little washer that's made out of a piece of plastic that I need to have this chair work properly and be at the right height. And I can't get Herman Miller on the phone. And I look through their parts catalog. They don't offer the part. So this would probably be a part that should cost maybe a dollar. From them, it's probably like $25. But you can't get it. And it's just really frustrating. So here we are. As owners of things that we have bought over the years. And this chair is just one small example. We have products that need one part. One part, and it'd be just fine. But you can't get the part. So it used to be that our government, the United States of America, told manufacturers, if you're going to make something, you will carry the parts to repair and fix the items that you sell for at least 10 years. That's what our government did. Now, Joe was in the government when it did that. Joe is in the government still. And there is no such thing as companies being required to keep parts on hand available for the customers to buy to fix the part that broke. Now, think about this. So if you had a pair of shoes and all you needed was one pair of laces to make those, we'll call them leather shoes, usable, and you couldn't get the leather shoelaces or the shoelaces for the leather shoes, would you be frosted if there were no such thing as replacement shoelaces? Some people call them shoestrings. Now, you could figure out, you know, a substitute, but there is no substitute that's as good as the shoelaces that came with the shoes, period. That's where we are. And I'm frosted. I'm really frosted. So I have to figure out what I can use to fabricate a part for this chair to make a friction-bearing washer. And it's about 2 inches in diameter, and it's just a ring. It's a flat ring. So that's where I am. Gwyneth, any comments?
Do you have a piece of Teflon of about that size?
Yeah.
Do you have a a hole saw? Two hole saws.
Yeah.
I can
do that. I've got. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And one of the external diameter of the.
I do.
You know, of the washer. And that's.
Yeah, well, Gwyneth. Yeah, well, Gwyneth has taught a hole saw class. Is a saw that cuts a round hole, and you attach it to a drill, and it has a pilot drill bit in the center that keeps it going straight down as you drill, and it literally cuts a round hole. And what she's saying is cut a smaller round hole and then a larger round hole, and there's your washer, and that's absolutely right. So I have to find the material to do
all
that, and I'm going to fabricate this.
You cut the large hole first, then
right.
You get the outside.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then you cut the small hole, and then you got the mm-hmm. inside.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's easier because, you know, you have the initial guide hole to guide you with cutting the internal hole. And then you just cut it to, with a hacksaw to whatever dimension the original, you know, washer was. And then you smooth it and finish it. There's your washer.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you make it.
It
comes from having a dad who is a master engineer. That's how he would have. I mean, he would have put the block of Teflon on his lathe and fabricated it that way. But in the absence of a lathe, that's how you would do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. I was thinking. I bought a lathe many years ago when I saw this collapse was coming. I bought a lathe. And actually, it's a lathe mill. It does both milling and lathe operations. And so I was thinking, boy, it's going to be a lot of work setting all that up, the chuck and, you know, the rest of it, the material. And it's got to be an easier way. It's just a load-bearing ring slash washer for a chair. You know, I didn't want to make it a three-day project. But, yeah, you're right. I'm going to use the hole saw. And,
yeah.
You know, class... There's so many tools. There's so many tools to make jobs easier. And how many of us have those kind of tools? Now, farmers generally have those kind of tools because we can't afford to have to pay people to do things for us. We flat out can't. So we have to figure out how to do it ourselves. And you'll find that just about every single farmer who's been a farmer for a while has a welder. Just about every single one, and every farmer knows how to weld. Why? Because the machines break, crack, get torn up in the fields, and they need to repair them because, frankly, you can't afford to buy the parts for them. Hey, Gwyneth, I did something really interesting. I can hear you breathing, I think, through your headset.
Sorry.
I did a calculation. Last night, I was working on the website for the campsites, and as you know, we are building campsites and having guests, inviting guests to come spend a day or two or a week or weekend with us and experience nature and learn what it's like being on your own. And we have the original abstract dating back to the beginning of this farm. And I looked at it, and our farm started where the land was first purchased in 1855. So I have all the original documents from 1855 up until the current day. So that's 167 years. So this farm was occupied, settled, if you will, just 6 years before the Civil War, the American Civil War, also known as the War Between the States, also known as the War of Northern Aggression. And I was out taking pictures with our son yesterday. We spent a couple hours taking pictures for the website. We took hundreds and hundreds of pictures. of the campsites, the hiking trails, the nature exploring area, and there are some trees that are so large you couldn't hug one, you know, put your arms around it and have your fingers reach the other side. They're so big. I mean, I think it would take two or more people working together to hug one tree. That's how large these trees are. And I want to date the trees, but I believe they were here before the first shot was fired in the Civil War, or War of Northern Aggression, or War between the States. And so that's it's kind of an interesting thing that, you know, so people can see what an old tree really looks like. And, you know, getting close to a couple hundred years old. I'm talking about big, massive oaks. And we expanded our scenic walk area. So now the campsite, which started out as six campsites, is about a third of a mile long right now. So this thing has a life of its own. It just keeps getting, you know, more bigger and bigger and bigger. So I just wanted to say that that's what we have been up to. And as I was doing this, I was thinking about the fruit and nut orchard that we have, and I've been watering them with buckets to keep them alive because it's pretty hot here. The sun's been pretty strong, you know, since Joe turned off the chemtrails. We water these trees, and because I'm saying this, and I've said it many times, and I'm saying it for an important reason. You're going to need to know how to do this. So a 5-gallon bucket with a small hole in it, about one hole, the size of a number two pencil lead. Not a number two pencil, the lead of a number two pencil. Tiny hole. And you fill that bucket with, first you drill the hole, you place it where the roots can absorb the moisture, and then you fill the bucket with water. And that hole is easily plugged up, so you're going to have to pay attention to that because it's such a small hole. And what it does is it drip, drip, drips. And where it drips is covered by the bottom of the bucket, so it stays moist there. The sun's rays don't evaporate the water underneath the bucket. So it stays moist, and that path of water travels, and none of it's wasted. It all goes underground where the plant can absorb it, the tree can absorb it. It absolutely works. So I was thinking about this, and I'm out there 3, 4, 5 times a day, filling up 24 to 25 buckets, literally, no exaggeration. And I was thinking about the enormous amount of water that it takes to keep these trees alive because we haven't had rain for over a month. And then I was thinking about Gwyneth. How does Gwyneth do this? Okay, for me, we have a well. I turn on the well. I stretch out 300 feet of garden hose, and I'm good to go. And I'm watering it about 5 gallons a minute at the end of the garden hoses. How does Gwyneth do that, Gwyneth? It takes an enormous amount of water to keep these trees alive.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you how I do it. If I'm planting a new tree, okay, and in fact I made a new tree planting place today. It takes me, it used to take me 2 days, and I've got it down to where it takes me a few hours now. So I'm getting quicker at it. I'm getting better at it. I dig a hole, and then at the bottom of the hole, I put either old plastic bags, food-grade plastic bags, kitchen waste, kitchen rubbish, but not food scraps, you know, just the plastic bags.
Hold that thought.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class with much of the Southwest in severe extreme drought. Now, this is important information. So we're trying to teach you how we keep our trees and plants alive. And Gwyneth was talking about how she digs a hole. Now, Gwyneth does not have a pressure tank, right? You don't have a pressure tank for your water system, do you?
I have gravity tower.
Right, right.
Okay. I pump water up into an IBC cube that's on a tower, and that provides my water pressure. Okay. And I have one, and I have an IBC cube that sits on the wall of my dam, and I pump water up from the dam into the IBC that sits on the dam wall, and that provides my water pressure for my agricultural water. And that's how I do water pressure at my place. So, but anyway, getting back to the hole, I either put the plastic bags down the bottom of the hole, or I put wood chips, a barrow load of wood chips or a barrow load of plastic bags down the hole, and then I put over the top of it something like some, really old manky dog bedding or some hay net or, some old clothes or old sheets or whatever. And then I put down anywhere from between 2 and 4 barrow loads of horse manure into the hole. And then I leave it to sit. And in a few months, I'll plant a tree there. Okay. It gets rid of my plastic bags. It gets rid of some old bedding and old junky, you know, pillows or hay mat or whatever, and it gets rid of some horse manure. It turns it all into something useful. And I channel runoff water to go into the hole. That's the important bit. That's what I was getting at. I dig the hole near an existing drainage line, and I dig a berm across the channel so that when the drainage water runs off my land, it runs into the hole and soaks into the soil. And what that does is it makes a mound of water at that place in the soil, and that place will always be more damp than the surrounding soil. Okay? And I mean, I've done it in the backyard, and I've got grass like over 2 feet tall in my backyard with the number of these things that I've dug in my backyard. And there's not grass anywhere near as good anywhere else on my land. And I've got maybe a dozen or 18 of these holes dug in my backyard. And that's how well it works. But if you have an existing tree, there is another way to do it, okay? And that is you make a berm, which is a hill of dirt. You dig a trench on the outside of your tree, okay? And then you put the berm on the inside. So you make like a crater with a trench on the outside of the crater, if that makes sense, around the tree, around where the drip line is, okay? And you make the berm so that the berm is at the drip line. And then what you do is, instead of that amount of water, what was it, 15 gallons every day, you put 45 gallons every 3 days into the berm. And what that will do, it will soak deeper into the soil. It won't flow away because it's got nowhere to go. And you will find that tree will chase the water down into the soil with its roots. And inside the berm, you put about, I would say, between 3 and 6 inches of mulch, which old hay makes an excellent mulch. And you just have the mulch a bit away from the trunk, you know, like maybe an inch or 2 or 3 inches away from the trunk so that it doesn't get collar rot. But other than that, the mulch will stop the water from evaporating. It will soak into the soil, and you will find you've got the most amazing trees ever, and eventually you won't even need to water them at all.
Yeah, we have that, Gwyneth, except the drought is so severe that it hasn't rained. That's the problem. We'll be right back. Gwyneth Isaacs.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Inflation in the United States reached 9.1% in June. It's the highest rate in nearly 41 years. The Consumer Price Index's report for June was higher than May's annual rate, and that one led to the Fed's raising interest rates. Stock futures turned negative after the release of the data. Twitter has sued Elon Musk over his attempt to walk away from the $44 billion takeover bid. Twitter is demanding he buy the company. The suit filed in Delaware Tuesday comes days after Mr. Musk moved to terminate the acquisition, saying Twitter was in material breach of multiple provisions of the merger agreement. About 4,000 beagle dogs will be in need of new homes as rescuers remove them from a Virginia breeding facility. Envigo raises beagles for medical research purposes. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Officials released new civilian injury and casualty numbers in Ukraine on Tuesday. Overall, injury and casualty numbers hold at 11,544, according to the United Nations. Democrats and Republicans are locked in their respective corners about who's to blame for crippling inflation.
House Financial Services Chairman Democrat Maxine Waters telling Americans not to pay attention to the recession behind the curtain.
An effort by the opposite side of the aisle to basically overtake the discussion by talking about inflation and accusing this administration and Biden.
Representative Brian Stile, the Republican from Wisconsin, told Newsmax, most Americans today are past inflation and are now feeling recession.
Yeah, Americans are getting clobbered in the pocketbook every day. They're getting clobbered at the pump. They're getting clobbered at the grocery store. And the Democrats don't want to talk about it. The Democrats are putting forward plans to spend more money recklessly.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Lego is closing its business in Russia indefinitely and laying off its 90 Moscow-based employees, according to the Danish toy maker on Tuesday. Lego has terminated its contract with franchisee Inventive Retail Group, which owned and operated 81 stores on Lego's behalf. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, here's a question for you, class. Is plagiarism lying? Is it a lie when a plagiarist uses someone else's work, puts his name on it, and says it's his? Is that a lie? Well, let me ask you this then. The president was at a conference and he said that, there's a report that he was referencing that inflation, core inflation, has come down for the third month in a row. Really? Well, the government is also saying, this is on Daily Mail, that year to year, June 21 to June 2022, gasoline, well, first of all, it's inflation. They're saying inflation is 9.1%. It's unacceptably high. And economists didn't see this coming. Can you imagine that? We told you 2 years ago this was coming. Right here at USA Prepares. So economists didn't see this coming, this 9.1% inflation. Well, let me give you some numbers. And you tell me if this sounds like 9.1% inflation. This is another way they lie. Gasoline, year over year, June to June, 59.9%. You might as well make that 60%. And that's even low, okay? It's higher than that. Airfares, 34.1%. Cereal, I got an email from Gwyneth about the wheat cereal that she likes. It's up, price is up, package is smaller. And it takes more of them to cover the bottom of the bowl. It's up 15.1%. Meat and poultry, 10.4%. I don't believe that for a second. Fruit and vegetables, well, that's only up 8.1%. Used cars, 7.1%. I don't believe that either. So if you're looking at gasoline at 59.9, airfares at 34.1, cereal at 15.1, meat and poultry at 10.4, fruit and vegetables, which people don't eat much of anyway, 8.1%. Price increase or inflation increase year over year, and used cars 7.1%. How do they come up with a total of 9.1% inflation? It's a lie. It's an absolute lie. Diesel's 2 and 3X. Motor oil is up 50%. Grease is up 3X. Energy's up across the board. Dominion Power is raising their electric rates 20%. Verizon has a $6 surcharge because, well, they say it's costing them more to talk to people and provide the low level of customer service that you're enjoying. Everything is going up. Supplies are vanishing. Try to get some Dial soap, a bar of Dial soap. Try to get one. People can't afford dog food at $87 a bag. And people are saying 9.1%, that's really high. It's awful. 9.1% would be delightful compared to what we're experiencing. It's sky high. And there's no sign of it coming down. And here's a really interesting thing. So, There is, about a week from now, Nord Stream 1 is undergoing maintenance. Russia shut off the gas supply to Europe for maintenance. They say that there's some Siemens brand parts. The electronics giant, manufacturing giant Siemens. They need some parts, and they're in short supply, and they're having trouble getting the parts. So they're shutting down. They have shut down on Monday, 2 days ago, Nord Stream 1 pipeline, gas pipeline, that goes to Europe for heating and generation of electric power. And it's expected to be back online, 10 days after the shutdown. That's about a week from now. If it does not come back online, Europe is really in serious trouble. Like 60% of the fuel that goes to heating homes and generating electricity will be taken off the market. Actually, it's off the market right now. What is that going to do to the heat of homes in Europe? What's it going to do? Germany is already told its citizens, y'all best not be taking, hot showers, the way you used to, and turn off your lights. Why are they doing that? Because they're having problems producing the electricity right now. And who did this? Who in the right mind, as a leader of a country, would say, I tell you what, let's base our survival on some people that we don't even know, like the Russians. Now, I'm not saying the Russians are bad. I'm not saying they're good. I'm just saying, why would any country put its survival in the hands of another country? Why? Makes no sense, right? And that's how we live here at USA Prepares. This is how our instructors live. This is how our class lives. We don't want to put our survival in the hands of a third party. No matter what. No matter what. The times of going to the store because you need one, whatever that one is, that's over. You've got to have it before you need it. You know, so there are people who plant a garden, and then they find out that their hose is no good anymore, so they want to go get a new one. You should get a new one before you need it, before you figured out that you need it. You should have had a spare already. The people who have not prepared are toast, in my opinion. Gwyneth, any comments?
I was about to say that. They're toast. They're so down the tubes. It's just jaw-dropping just to think about it. Yep. And by the way, there's just before we leave the subject of trees, there is something else you can do. You can get rocks, like chunky rocks from about softball size up to football size, and you lay those around the base of your tree within the drip line. And that will, the top of the rock will get hot, but it will create a refrigeration effect. It will draw the heat, and it will actually make a really cool place underneath the rock. And that will attract condensation from the air. And you might not think that there's any water in the air, but there's almost always water in the air, unless you're in the middle of the Nullarbor or, you know, Death Valley or somewhere like that. But even then, there's often condensation in the air. And overnight, you'll get condensation forming on the bottom of the rocks. And that will keep the soil a little bit more moist. And you will find that that will help your trees to at least keep their roots cool. Although the top of the rock will feel very, very hot, you will find that the bottom of the rocks will generally be quite cool as long as the rocks are big enough, like I say, from about softball size up to like football size and maybe a bit bigger. You can do that as well. But yes, people are really, they have no idea what's coming. And they have no idea what's caused it. They think it's the Russians. But who picked a fight with the Russians in the first place? The Russians are just in their own country, minding their own business, as far as I can tell. And, you know, creepy Uncle Joe over there just wouldn't stop poking them. You know, and the rest of them, you know. It wasn't just him. It was the whole Democrat Party machine. It was the whole American deep state machine, actually, you know, party politics aside, because, you know, it was the rhinos, it was just all of them. You know, they wanted a war, and they kept poking the bear until the bear poked back. And then they went, oh, my gosh, it's their fault. It's like in a schoolyard where you've got, the bully, and he keeps on picking on the victim, the little kid, until the little kid gets a bit bigger and starts slapping the bully, and then the bully turns around and cries to the teacher and says, oh, Joey over there is picking on me. What are we going to do? I should punish him. You know, when little Joey over there used to be little, but then he hit puberty and put on a growth spurt, and suddenly he's bigger than the bully and feels strong enough and confident enough now, because he's bigger and stronger, to go and pay the bully a little bit of karma, and the bully doesn't like it. Or, unfortunately, in this case, America is the bully, you know. And that's what America's been doing for years. It's been poking Russia for, oh, gosh, I would say ever since the end of the Cold War. I think that the Russians were very gracious to agreeing to the terms and conditions that they agreed to end the Cold War. But the Americans didn't hold up their end of the bargain. And now the Russians have got a bit of economic recovery under their belt, and they're fed up with being bullied. And that's just how it is. And they can see that America is in a weak position. They're a little weak leader. You notice what they didn't pull this off while Trump was in the White House. I don't particularly care for Donald Trump, but he was, he did have a lot of strength and a lot of charisma, and he was a good negotiator. He was good at dealing with people, and the Russians decided that they didn't want to make a war while Trump was in the White House. But now that we've got a doddering old pedophile there who can't seem to remember what time of day it is, then they're feeling a lot more confident, and they're, as they say in the horse industry, they're feeling their oats. And they're having a bit of a go at it, because they can see that we're in a very weak position. And I'm putting Australia in with America as well, because, you know, when America gets into the war, Australia gets dragged into it as well. And that's just how it is. And, but yeah, it's just, everything's falling apart. And by the way, the Weet-Bix thing, if you want to go and have a look what Weet-Bix look like, you can go on your favorite search engine and type in W-E-E-T. Space, B-I-C, and you will see what a Weet-Bix looks like. I used to be able to fit three of them across the bottom of my breakfast bowl, and I used to have to break the fourth one in half and stick one at one end of the bowl and the other at the other end of the bowl, and I'd put the milk on, put the fruit on top, and, you know, and enjoy my breakfast. I can now fit four Weet-Bix across the bottom of my breakfast bowl. I have the same breakfast bowl. I've got several of them. I like this particular breakfast bowl. And, you know, that means have to be.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-9222. 833-VINYL-90. That's 833-VINYL-90.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Gwyneth, you're talking about how the Democrats are trying to spark another war. And in that line of thinking, I don't know if our class knows this or not, but it's been reported that the United States, well, it's wonderful that United States and Australia get along so well. And it's sad that Russia has become our enemy, or at least appears to be our enemy, since the current administration has gained the reins of power. Because before we had the plagiarist in the big chair, we got along great with Russia. Well, recently, the United States sent to our friends in Australia four, that's spelled F-O-U-R, stealth bombers. We have sent four B-2 bombers, and they landed in Queensland at the RAAF base for a joint exercise. Now, the question is, and this is just to show the Chinese that we're tough. Now, the question is, were they loaded? And if they were loaded, what were they loaded with? And this is because the Chinese aircraft and ships and submarines chased an Australian warship in open seas. So they chased the Australian ship, and we sent over a series of four B-2 bombers. Now, that sounds like this thing could escalate. It's pretty scary stuff. And then we've got Vladimir Putin saying that he can nuke England. Once this starts, this is going to be hard to stop. No one's going to want to stop. And these bullies are going to roll up their sleeves and destroy the planet. Gwyneth, any comments?
Yeah, Australia is first of all going to have to start by getting all the ports and airfields that they've sold to the Chinese back. And they're probably going to, those stealth bombers might come in handy there. but it's going to be a pity for the people who live around the ports that they're going to, because the Chinese, you know, we meaning Australia, not, you know, for the port of Darwin, the port of Melbourne, and I'm not sure about Sydney, but, you know, in West Australia, there's several ports and also airfields as well, big ones, that the Australian government signed across to China on 99-year leases, and that's pure treason. And that's been in the last 10 or 15 years that that's happened, maybe 20 years. But, you know, that's going to be a good place for the Australians to start, is getting their own ports and airfields back. And I'm sure that that is that's on the list of things to do. You know, I don't know about you, but I know a lot of people have a list of things to do that they have pasted on their fridge with magnets or whatever. And I'm sure that that's on Australia's to-do list. But yeah, it's you know, people that they're not thinking. They're really, really not thinking. They haven't been thinking for quite some time. We've sold out our manufacturing industry to the Chinese. We don't make anything in this country anymore either. So we are going to basically be in a situation where the Chinese take over our cities, and the Australians live out in the countryside, because the Chinese don't really like or want the countryside. They're interested in the cities. And that is, you know, especially places like Australia where the countryside is so vast and so wild, the Chinese can't deal with that. They really can't. They're used to living in such a dense country. And there's so many poisonous things out here and so many things that can eat you out in the wilds of Australia. The Chinese are frightened of that sort of thing. And, you know, that's not just my speculation. I have a book on my bookshelf called The Art of War by Sun Tzu. And it's a Chinese textbook on warfare. It's at least 3,000 or 4,000 years old. And it's the Chinese playbook for how they do war. And it flat out says, keep your war out of the wild places. So that would be most of rural Australia is wild places. So I think that is where the Australians are going to have to fight from, and where they have to go to win their own country back from. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why I live in one of those wild places here in Missouri.
Yeah, fine.
And, you know, you mentioned Americans don't hold up their end of the bargain too well. I want to address that when we come back. I've got a couple comments. You're absolutely right.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.